Members of the community gathered in the Nolan Center Auditorium to voice their opinions about the construction of a new medical facility in Wrangell. 26 members who spoke at the hearing all stressed the need for a new hospital to be built.
I'm here for a couple of reasons. I was very, very happy to see the square footage increased.
I might be one of those people in that long-term care, and I'd like to have room in my room to have a picture of my grandchildren.
A lot of miscommunications, a lot of...
The figures that you have, that the U.S. government says that
I'd like to see the hospital built.
65,000 square feet.
For me, I'm only 65. I'm going to be up there someday, and I'm I want to have my own room.
It is not a safe facility, my office space.
I have never felt that from the very beginning that 39,000 square feet could do it. I'm not sure 52,000 square feet.
I just hope that the community comes together on this project. In that economic window where we can afford to build this.
Karen Laufer is the Certificate of Need Coordinator for the state of Alaska's Department of Health and Social Services. Laufer says currently they are in a fact-checking process.
When they found out or decided, whichever case it may be, that they needed a larger facility than what they had asked for and it was going to cost more, they then requested a modification of that certificate of need. So that's what we're in the process now. So we're collecting all the information that we can so that we can present all that information to the commissioner to see if this certificate of need is going to be modified.
Laufer facilitated the public hearing and says this public hearing period is a time for people to review what has been requested and give input. After this period is over, the comments will go to the state commissioner for final review.
You know, we understand that people want to see a decision made soon so that everybody can continue on and decide where we go from here.
Both David E. Johnson Architect Firm and Layton Construction was represented at the meeting. Julie Covington with David E. Johnson Architect showed the design for the modified facility. And Layton Construction's Bob McGuire gave a brief explanation of cost trends for materials it takes to build a hospital, such as steel, copper, and petroleum. Both Covington and McGuire said they felt the public hearing was very positive. Hospital Administrator Noel Ray said he felt the meeting went well and says the architect was able to explain the initial design footage and why the CON has been changed.
Yeah, the initial CON had 39,000 square feet, but the design with it was 62,000 square feet. So we're clearly coming in under the design that we had in our conceptual plan. I thought they did a great job of pointing out that there's some recognized federal standards that are far in excess of what we're designing and that everybody agrees it's a modest facility and it's priced right. I think people are getting a good bang for their buck.
The public comment period will last until May 6 at 4:30 p.m. There will then be a 45-day review period where the state commissioner will review and comment and decide whether the certificate of need will be modified. For KSDK, I'm Charlotte Duran.